At 10:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chris Higgins. It's 8 degrees and partly cloudy outside our East York studios. For the news. In Ottawa, House Speaker Pete Milliken wants documents related to Afghan detainees released. Globe and Mail reports this historic decision supports opposition demands for information about Canada's role in the torture of Afghan detainees. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says releasing the documents poses a threat to national security. And if the parties fail to reach a compromise in 2 weeks, there could be an election. Ontario's daycare centres will be receiving additional government funding. The extra money will help them adjust to the new all-day kindergarten. Many centres are losing students as a result of the program. Nonprofit daycares will also get $12 million for upgrades. The Ontario College of Art and Design will soon be known as a university. It's been official since 2002, but now OCAD's name will reflect the change. The province is set to pass legislation this summer. Turning now to sports. The Boston Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 2-1 last night, and they play again tonight at 7. In hockey, Detroit eliminated the Coyotes by beating them 6-1. And Montreal and Washington face off tonight in the final and deciding match of their series. And Toronto FC take on Montreal tonight at 8. And in entertainment, a local new digital media artist hopes to get art students back to basics. Vitaly Alexius is frustrated with a lack of dedication in art programs. 25-year-old Alexius started studying art at the age of 4 and studying professionally at 11. This weekend, he introduces a workshop about multiple elements of photography.
So the motivation is just to get a really good art school going, where people can draw like models and learn from my experience. Because I can actually tell people what to do, which websites to join, where to promote themselves, where to find clients, because I already have tons of experiences like that.
Other workshops are in the works and will be announced. All works from the classes are posted and available online. Class spaces are limited and will fill up quickly. Details and courses can be found on www.deviantart.com. Former City TV anchor Anne Roskowski will be hosting Global News Hour. She starts this June. Roskowski and 35 other staff were let go by City TV earlier this year. Former U.S. President George W. Bush will release his memoirs this fall. The New York Times says it's named Decision Points. The book describes 14 decisions Bush made throughout his life and presidency. And that's all for Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Chris Higgins. Thanks for listening.